does.
Not in your neighborhood. Not a working woman for 50 miles.
Well, it sounds like they're not there anyway.
Shopping.
Yeah, that's it. I got to get their cell.
Hello?
For jewelry.
Oh, Tamara.
Yes?
Hi, it's me. You're on the air. I hope that's okay.
Yes, Don. And this is the first day I've turned in to listen to you guys.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, no, come on. Today's not the first day you've listened.
Well, the last time was April Fool's Day.
Oh, when Frida was on.
Frida was on.
Listen, were you guys pissed that I ate a steak last night and didn't offer you anything?
No, because Frida invited us down.
Oh, all right. Well, then there's
after
the answer to that.
That would we be had it. Dinner.
Oh, after you'd had dinner.
Ah. Okay.
Oh, so you were full.
So we were full.
Yeah,
and we've been forewarned about your cooking.
What do you mean you'd been forewarned?
Just, eat before you come.
All right.
I like
you.
That.
Thank you, Tamara.
All right, Don.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I know you're wondering, Mike.
Yeah, I'm giving you a look. I'm asking you. You know what I'm doing.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, right.
Good. Right.
Yeah, good tell.
She's right up at the top of the list.
I think you and I are pretty good at telling after all these years. You can really tell. And it's not just, hello, if a woman's hot. I mean, it's just, if you hear the in the voice, you can just hear a certain energy and magnetism.
She's hot, but I don't have a chance.
Like with Cherry.
She's hot, and I know I don't have a chance because I'm a big, fat, lazy slob.
Is he like a runner or a biker or something like that?
He's like...
A cyclist.
He's a mountain biker.
Oh, God, so he's like in perfect shape.
And he's like Tony Robbins, except without the gigantic horse teeth.
Right, right.
He's one of those... You know what I mean? He's like...
Yeah.
He's a guy who all guys like...
Yeah.
He's not a guy like me, a guy who likes hiding in his house.
Yeah, most of my friends.
And avoiding contact with other people.
Most of my golf buddies now are thinner than I am. And the other day, my good friend, Jimmy, made a fart sound effect when I was teeing off. And you know it's time to lose weight when that happens. You know, when you're standing over your ball and you hear a little snicker, then...
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, he's a good-looking guy. I'm sure Frida would bang him in a heartbeat.
Really?
But I'm pretty sure that I would have to... I mean, it would have to be some kind of date rape drug for me to score with her. I don't think booze would do it.
Who is the celebrity she most resembles since we're on the subject?
Oh, boy.
She just sounds... But she also, not only did she sound good-looking when she was on the phone, she also sounded like exactly what you said. Like, not even a chance.
Yeah, no.
Like, she listens to this show under duress.
Yeah. And I don't think it's the first time she's listened.
Maybe closet listening and then shakes her head and just goes, oh, God, pigs.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't like the show.
Right. But, there's certain women that just come across over the phone as being very attractive. And she just, it was like double barrel with her.
She is. Celebrity she most resembles is Cherry, the girl. The girl who came by and licked the scalp off Buzz's fingers.
She's got an 80s haircut.
Yeah, she's got an 80s
big hair. Big blonde hair.
No, Cyndi Lauper would
really?
Be the celebrity she most resembles. No, I am kidding. I would say a kind of Linda Carter-ish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And
always not a hair out of place?
No.
Always dressed to the nines?
Immaculate.
Yeah.
Smells great.
Yeah. Yep.
Big cans.
Yeah. Right.
Fantastic.
And she's listening now.
I know she is.
She's listening to that now.
And I don't believe this is the first time.
Right.
I believe she's listened before, but just hasn't liked it before.
Well, that's what you use your forum, to pass messages on to your neighbors. Now you said she has big cans.
That's nice.
She does.
Yeah, now she knows you want her.
I think she's known that I've wanted her since the first time I met her.
Now, how is her husband an easygoing guy?
Yeah.
All right, so it would be like some of the other husbands in the neighborhood that let you have their wives.
No, I've never had another wife in the neighborhood.
I'm kidding, of course.
But there was the one guy who was mad that I would make no secret about the fact that...
We don't have to worry about him anymore, though, do we?
No, as a matter of fact...
I think I know more about your neighborhood than you do.
As a matter of fact, these people are living in a house that those people used to live in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got that house.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a shame that they're living there, but it's a shame that,
I'd bang, I think, on my street, one, two, at least three... four.
Right.
Five of the wives on my street.
How many houses on your street?
Five.
No, hold on.
Four, Rob's.
Hold on. One, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Mm-hmm.
Eight houses on the street.
Five out of eight, then.
I banged five out of the eight wives.
Really?
Six, yeah. If you count your house.
Yeah, but thank you.
In my old neighborhood, there was only one. Only one.
Who you'd bang?
Yeah.
And you would bang her.
Oh, the world would.
Okay, all right.
I mean, incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The
show.
County would.
Hello.
Hey, Don. It's David from Fredericksburg.
Hi there.
Hey, the simple answer is obviously swapping, getting into a white.
No. The deal
is, key party.
First off, listen. Here's the thing. I'm kidding, of course, about banging these other women. I love my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm committed to her, and furthermore. She'd kill me. Not that any of these other women would ever have me.
Mm-hmm.
I would never think of doing it. And even if I did, Frida would kill me.
Right.
Yeah, but I've been married 20 years like you. And at some point, you know, you gotta look across the street and see who's standing on the other side.
Well, let me just say this also. When the subject...
Wait, hold on a second. What was that you just said, sir? At a certain point,
20 years is enough. I mean,
No. You said something about you have to. I always like when somebody's got this jargon, and I like to slow you down and say you have to look across the street and what?
And see who's standing on the other side.
And see who's standing on the other side. No, it kind of sound like it's been done for years.
I disagree. I disagree 100% that I'm totally happy with my wife. My wife is a 10. She's a knockout. She bangs me all the time. She bangs me silly.
Mm-hmm.
She gives me oral. She's fantastic. We have sex all the time. I love her.
So then why the porn and why order up all the porn on TV?
This guy's trouble.
Would you like me to get my wife on the phone and have her tell you how many pornos I have ordered over the last 4 to 5 months?
I'm sure the Amex charge probably is watching it very carefully.
You're sure what?
That your credit card charge is watching it closely as well.
Well, why don't you just tell them? How many have you ordered?
One.
One over?
4 months.
4 months.
So you're on probation.
I'm not on probation. I'm banging my wife.
Well, that's nice. I think that if you have these subtle ideas that, you know, it's worth exploring. Maybe she's interested in looking the other way as well.
All right, now listen. And here's the other thing. If we're going to have this theoretical discussion about swapping...
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fair swap,
mm-hmm.
because my wife is a bona fide piece of ass. She is one goddamn handsome woman.
She is.
I'm telling you, I'm a mess on wheels. You look at me, the only reason my wife bangs me is that she's married to me, okay? If we weren't married,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't want to have sex with me. I know it.
Yeah, but women don't sleep with men because of the way they look. They sleep with them because of the way they are.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let me just say, if it was down to swapping, whether it's with this couple or another couple or anything, I'm always the deal breaker. I know it. I've got to be the deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy would look at Frida and go, wow, a piece of ass, she's a 10. Frida would look at the guy and maybe she'd go, like in the case of this guy, Keith, she'd go, oh, yeah, pretty good. I'd look at the woman and I'd go, nice.
Mm-hmm.
The woman would look at me and she'd go, I would rather have sex with an animal.
You don't know that. Well, you don't
for
know
some of us, For yeah. some of us, we have to resort to the Chinese massages as our only, you know, discreet outlet for, subtle pleasures.
A Chinese massage?
This guy's got issues.
Yeah. What is a Chinese massage?
You know, with a, you want the special... You know, they give you the massage, and, we love you long time. Special.
Oh, like the mind of the married man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like happy ending.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about, like, going to a massage parlor and getting
ending. You start with massage, and then, you know, they have different levels of services they provide.
Oh, God. Now, that's funny.
A public service.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But there's no excess of baggage. There's no late-night stalking or any of that stuff.
But you can do that yourself, though.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
I would think that my wife would count that as cheating.
Cheating is copulation or intercourse.
No. I would think if you're talking about going to a massage parlor and paying some Chinese girl to jay you off,
uh-huh.
that's cheating.
That's
commerce.
Oh. No, yeah, but you gotta, I guess. If you...
All right, well, let me ask you this.
But it's not the same, Dad.
Do you ever have the balls to tell your wife?
Oh, no.
No, why is that?
Because I value my balls.
If it's okay, if it's not cheating, why wouldn't you tell your wife?
Well, I live in John Wayne Bobbitt country, so I got to be careful.
So he fears that he would have his penis removed if he told his wife.
Because in your wife's eyes, it would be cheating.
It would be, but what I would say is I would plead either temporary insanity or I'd use the 20-year rule that we're over the 20-year hump and I need other outlets.
That's a good rule.
You should. I'm going to leave you on hold, and I'd love you to call your wife on the air and tell her some of this stuff on the air.
Well, it would lead to serious problems like Mike is dealing with, and I'm sure he wouldn't advise that for anybody.
Well, then you should not call up.
Oh, no, I agree. I think you should, sir. I'd call her up right now and tell her all these
then
things.
You shouldn't call up and be such a big shot if you're afraid to tell your wife. You don't call and bust my balls when you're going out and paying some Chinese, Haitian, whatever it is, some refugee off the boat to give you a handy wipe, you know, and tell me that that's not cheating, but on the other hand, you don't have the balls to tell your wife
after
that.
After he challenged you with the porno stuff.
Yeah, and when you say to me, after 20 years, it's time to look across the street.
Yeah, but it's technically still a massage.
But I'm guessing we won't have you stay on hold and have you call your wife.
It's probably not safe.
It's probably not safe.
Right.
He's one of these guys that we goaded him into it. He would, because I can tell the type. You'll never get off the phone, and you're the kind of guy if we goaded you into it, you'd do it.
Yeah. Well, I can't afford a divorce right now. So.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying your wife would divorce you though if
no,
she knew?
No, actually, I don't think so.
I can.
What?
Afford a divorce.
Let me ask you right now, are you getting aroused?
Actually, that's rubbing you down.
Is that doing it for you?
Oh, that's gross. I think he said he was rubbing himself now. Do you run a lot of pornos, sir?
Well, I think all my friends have the channels, you know. You have to have access to those channels.
Hey, can I just say something about the porno channels? You know, since certain of us have certain needs now that, you know, that we use those services more than we probably used to.
Right.
Or maybe not. But I will tell you that the block programming that you get now, where you pay the one fee and you get all the channels for that.
Oh, no, that's good stuff.
That's really, they stepped up to the plate. Because you know what? I think I'm not like, I'm like a lot of guys where I was moving away from that because it was really ridiculous.
Too expensive.
To get one channel for like 2 hours or something like that, and then you know, and then it was now you get your Playboy, you get your Vivid, you get your Hot Spice, you get your new Eros TV,
really,
which is a new. You get like 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 or 5.
It's been so long since I've visited.
You get 4 or 5 in a block. It's called the Adult Block. And you rent the Adult Block. And
wow.
But you know what you have to do, and this is if you're surfing around that. Who does it though? I mean, because it's a spur of the moment thing. You know, you don't pay attention, but you can get screwed on the short end of the stick. Not that kind of screwed, Rob. If you like order it with just maybe a half an hour to go. You know what I mean?
But then you get one money shot though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about guys that if they're, you know, if they're planning on like I know Buzz, you tape that sometimes or something
yeah,
like that. You know,
economical.
It is economical to do it that way. And
well, then you'd have to find the start time and the end time.
You know, sometimes you'll basically turn it on, you know, and you get the block programming, and then you go back, you know, you're finished, and then you go back maybe a half an hour just to take a peek, see what's going on, and you know, select to order, and you kind of feel ripped off.
Gotcha. Hello, Donna.
Hey guys.
Hi.
You know, I think my wife considers it cheating when I give myself a happy ending, much less go to a massage parlor.
A lot of women feel that way.
Mm-hmm. I know Frida doesn't feel that way.
Good.
No, a lot of women don't feel. I don't think they feel it's cheating. I feel they feel like they're being cheated.
Right.
No, I think most times Frida feels like I've done her a favor.
Mm-hmm. She's off the hook.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Oh, really?
That is unusual.
I really think that that's what.
But you've taken care of that, so there won't be any climbing later.
So she won't have to. She doesn't have to.
You won't be climbing up top of her later.
She doesn't have to.
Right.
Let me just try her one more time. I know she's busy with meetings today.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just ask her about swapping with the neighbors.
And what is it? After 20 years across the street, you got to find out what's... Something like you have to find out what's across the street?
I didn't get that. What was it, Robbie?
After 20 years, you have to yell across the street to see who's going to answer ye.
Mm-hmm. Hi, if I haven't answered this phone, right, you can...
She's not there. But
and it all started with a steak dinner. That's how this whole thing started. Right. And really, take my advice and send a box of steaks up there.
You think so?
Or go to Price Club. Just get one of those tenderloins. Get one of those, you know, those long tenderloins that are wrapped in plastic and put it in their mailbox.
I'm going to call the neighbor back. I'm going to call the neighbor back.
It's a leg. It's a leg without a foot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to call the neighbor back and tell her it's the last time we're ever going to call
her. What's in our mailbox?
Hello?
Hey, Tamara, it's the last time I'll call you on the radio, I promise.
Don, do you think
that I owe you...
This is the second conversation we've had
Tamara,
with Tamara.
This is Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Tamara.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Do you think I owe you guys some steaks?
Absolutely not.
But wouldn't it be nice to receive one of those nice plastic tenderloins in your mailbox? Do you like beef?
You know, I do. However, being new to the neighborhood, you know, I'm taking it kind of slow here.
That's good.
So, just checking things out, but appreciate the compliments.
Would you ever swap with me? You can be brutally honest. I'm used to it.
You're a very handsome man.
Hey! Oh. But that means no.
That answers that.
But I am committed to my husband.
No, as I am. I'm just saying...
Hypothetically.
I mean, that's the whole discussion here today is, you know...
Just hypothetically.
Frida and I...
Tamara, can I give you a piece of advice here? If you answer this incorrectly, you might have a car sitting... Don's car sitting at the end of your driveway with the lights on.
Well, I do have to say...
Just the soft glow of a cigar.
The tan lines are working for me last night.
What's that?
The tan lines are working for me last night.
Oh, the tan lines?
Yeah.
Were you showing Tamara your tan lines?
No, I think probably it's from my sunglasses.
Right.
Oh, your permanent tan lines.
Yeah, right.
Which is the weirdest thing on your body in 17 years working with you. I've never been able quite to figure that out. You have a permanent tan line.
Because I wear my sunglasses all the time, and I'm always outside.
Even at night, right? Even to bed.
Even at night.
So is this what you guys do on your show?
Yeah.
I just want to get the basics down. So
yeah, I will never call you again. This is a deal that I make with the neighbors.
Just
I
4 hours to fill every day.
No, we had a very nice time last night, and...
I call the neighbors once, and then you know, I guess I'll find out later if you were mad that I called you or not, and then I'll gauge if I could ever call you again.
He said he had a wonderful time, Tamara.
We had a great time, and it was perfectly fine that he ate in front of my husband.
Okay.
There you go.
And if, you know, all things being equal, if we were on a desert island, you know, would you
I can't
swap?
Go down. I love Frida so much. She's been a great neighbor. Uh-huh. I can't even answer.
Tamara is a very smart young lady.
I'm sure she'd bang your husband.
You'd have
well,
to
many
her
women
that.
Would like to bang my husband.
Oh,
but
really? Yeah.
I'm the lucky girl there.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And I bet he'd bang Frida.
Yeah.
Yeah, all things being equal.
You'd have to call and ask him.
Yeah, you're trouble. Yeah. This is where you get weird on me.
All right, Sarah.
All right. Well, you guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That extra level of discomfort. I bet he'd like to bang Frida. You say that to his wife. What the hell is she supposed to say?
You know how to break the ice.
Oh, yes, there's the new neighbors. It's like neighbors. It's like the movie Neighbors. When you say something like that, it turns into the movie Neighbors.
Meanwhile, she's on the phone right now. Hello, is this the real estate agent? I don't care where it is.
Honey, that horrible man called me again.
He said he was going to put meat in our mailbox. There's a leg in the mailbox. We've got to get out of town.
It was a tenderloin.
He wants me. He wants me bad.
Tell him to make it go away.
All right. Well, anyway, that's
fascinating, though. God, your street.
That's what's happening there.
God.
We got some good neighbors. We really do. And there are neighbors who are so, so outrageous that I have not even talked about them on the air. Let me just tell you, I'm going to write down something, Mike.
All right?
Wow.
Please do.
I have never even mentioned these neighbors to you.
Oh.
Who are my favorite neighbors of all of the neighbors we have in the neighborhood.
Really?
They are, without a question, the most fun, my favorite neighbors.
Fantastic.
That's very nice.
You read that, Buzz?
Yes, I've met those neighbors. They're very nice.
Yeah.
You've met them?
Yes, they're wonderful people.
Yeah.
When did you meet them?
I've been around.
Yeah.
You had Buzz over without me.
Buzz.
No, I know. It's what all my friends have done. Trust me, you know, all my friends.
I'm sorry.
There was the moment of time where there was the sympathy social events, and now, you know, like all my friends will be having a party. It's like all the couples will be there, and it's like, oh, Mike's not invited.
This was a long, long time
ago.
That's what happened. For all the people that are in social groups, when you get separated, it makes your friends awkward.
We should get together, you know, sometime in the future.
No, that's right.
Okay, we got a break.
Nothing will ever change that. I'm as antisocial with you guys as I've always been.
We have to break and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
I felt like I was in someone's living room shopping. It was so comfortable.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Gloria Kugler, talks about what it's like to shop at Jared.
That's Jared.
And I feel like they're my friends. It's unbelievable. And my son, who goes there now, said the same thing. We were just talking about the jewelry stores we drove by, and he says, I just love that store, Mom.
At Jared, we know that having five times the selection of other jewelry stores is important. Our people, too, make shopping at Jared a memorable experience. Selection and service are why Jared customers often become customers for life.
Whether it be, you know, a $500 gift, a $200 gift, a $100 gift, or $5,000 or $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, it doesn't matter. It's in that store. Jared.
Jared has the area's best selection of round and princess cut diamond earrings priced from $399 to $9,000. Or choose certified colorless diamonds set in platinum up to $9,000.
It can only be Jared,
in front of Dulles Town Center, across from Tyson's Corner Shopping Center, at Towson Marketplace, outside of Rundle Mills Mall, and in front of Fairlake Shopping Center.
Your Jeep dealer has the best values in America again. So if you've waited to get behind the wheel of a versatile Jeep Liberty, the wait is over during the Jeep year-end sales drive, where you can get into Liberty's great mix of on-road control and off-road capability with a $1,500 cash allowance or low 0% APR financing. Plus, you'll also get our 770 powertrain limited warranty. And there's more. Stop in today and check out our new specially equipped Columbia Edition Jeep 4x4s and get a Columbia Sportswear jacket at no extra charge. The Jeep year-end sales drive. Big cash allowances, low financing, an amazing warranty, and the new Columbia Edition. So don't wait. Check one out today, because your Jeep dealer has the best values in America again. Financing for qualified buyers through Chrysler Financial. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Transferable to a second owner for a fee. A deductible applies. Columbia Sportswear is a registered trademark of the Columbia Sportswear Company. Only in a Jeep 4x4. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
Hi, we're Redskins cheerleaders. I'm Anya.
And I'm Haven. And we would like to tell you guys about our favorite salon and spa.
Give the lady in your life the best Christmas ever.
Give her a day at the fabulous Robert Andrews Salon and Spa.
It's where the Redskins cheerleaders go for our color and highlights, styling, manicures, and pedicures.
We also enjoy the relaxing spa services. The Robert Andrew facials, massages, hydrotherapy, and reflexology treatments are unbelievable, especially after a long, hard day of practice.
The Robert Andrew Salon and Spa has recently moved into their new facility, overlooking the lakes at the village of Wild Chapel in Gambrills, Maryland. Located just 12 minutes off the Washington Beltway, 10 minutes from Annapolis.
Wait till you see this place. It's the largest salon and spa on the East Coast at 22,000 square feet with a Tuscan-inspired design and a Las Vegas flair. Call 301-261-3845.